Well, good morning. What a beautiful day it is to be in the house of the Lord. You know, this is Heritage Sunday, and we're meeting down by the pond in person. And I hope and pray that you can still have time maybe to come on down to the pond and celebrate with us. It's a beautiful day. Did you know that 2 years ago we did a baptism at the pond on Heritage Sunday? On the menu there on your online service with the welcome and announcements, you'll see a little thing that looks like a video. We baptized Nate Henderson. A little time before that, we baptized Noah Henderson at Donnie and Patsy's White Swimming Pool. But that particular Heritage Sunday was really cool that we could go back in time to when the folks met at the banks of the pond to fellowship and celebrate the founding of Bethel United Methodist Church. We also have a lot of things coming up this week coming. That we have a baptism, infant baptism of Alice Bell. Now, Alice Bell's parents are Josh and Laura Bell, and her brother is Jackson Bell. If you remember back a few years back, we baptized Jackson, and I had the honor and the pleasure of performing a wedding ceremony for Laura and Josh at a Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, which was really cool because it was just that same time. My first Sunday was at Bethel United Methodist Church. So come and celebrate the order of baptism with us next week. And we will also, as always, when we do a baptism, we do a remember your baptism service. So hope and pray that you can come out and be a part of it. All the things on the COVID thing is being relaxed, and we're getting back to whatever normal is. I'm never sure what normal is anymore, but we're able to freely come and sing and worship without wearing masks and following the COVID guidelines with the vaccines and all that neat stuff. You probably heard it over and over again on the news, but it's a joy. So I hope and pray that you're listening, and I hope and pray that maybe you come back in person sometime soon, because we certainly miss a lot of our folks in in-person worship. We also have some birthdays. I know of one birthday that happened on Tuesday. Travis Oakes. Now, he didn't tell me how old he was, but I know that it was his birthday, and I sent him a birthday song by a text. But we need to sing happy birthday to Travis. But I'm not sure of anybody else's birthdays, but if there is, please accept this wonderful happy birthday song in celebration of your birthday, too. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Travis Oakes, and any others that are having a birthday, too. Happy birthday to you and many more. Anniversaries, always anniversaries are always special because you never know what it is. It's just a special occasion. It don't have to be a wedding anniversary or anything like that. Anything that is really important in your life, that you made it for one whole year, we celebrate that with you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. We also just want to say thank you for tuning into the online service. We appreciate the comments that we get periodically, and we thank you for that, because it's always nice to know if you're doing something that's making a difference or is appreciated in somebody's life. And we appreciate you, and thank you for appreciating us. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, sometimes we say amen too quick at the church, too, and there's always something that needs to be mentioned. This is also Memorial Day on Monday. It's very cool to have Memorial Day and Heritage Sunday for Bethel United Methodist Church on the same weekend, because we have so much to celebrate. But you know, Memorial Day is a real special time in our country, as we just take a moment to say thanks for all the men and the women that have given their lives in order to keep this country free. and we recognize them all the way back to the beginning of the country. You know, our country just had a little bit of turmoil at one time, and you know, but we were as brothers and sisters and relatives, we were able to unite this country again under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So we have a lot to celebrate, but we also have a lot to pray for. And just wanted to also just say thank you for those who helped found this little church known as Bethany United Methodist Church. We have a lot of history here, and also a lot of wonderful people who have gone before us to help us understand all of our blessings that we have. So with that, we'll say amen again. God bless you.